you know, well, when it's time to do dishes, don't make yourself...
No, I'm scarce.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I've heard
there
that
you
term.
Go. Yeah. And people get off the train where?
The depot.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for that?
Train station. I can't think of anything other than that. We always called El Paso the depot.
Okay. And if something is, let's say you had a broom and it was leaning up against this table sort of at an angle, how would you describe how the broom was just leaning up, like somebody had just left it there? It's kind of a small table for that to happen, but or maybe if it was leaning up against...
Lean, is that the word?
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of a word like anti-goblin?
Yeah, but I admit it's not something I use.
Okay. How about if something's coming at you from an angle? Like, say a dog was leaping at you from an angle. How would you describe that? The dog came at me how?
I'm not sure I have a term for that.
Okay, that's fine. And what are some words of parting, like when you see your guests off at the door?
Goodbye. Hasta luego. Vamos. Get out of here. Depends on how long they've been. I think goodbye is a term that I would normally use.
Mm-hmm.
Have a safe trip.
Okay.
I would use have a good day. I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
How about the Mexican terms, hasta luego? Would you ever...
Hasta mañana, so until tomorrow, hasta luego.
Under what circumstances would you use those phrases?
I think just for the moment.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Well, that is the entire survey, unless there's some story that you wanted to tell me that you didn't get to talk about.
No, you know, I don't really have any stories. I think the only story of any interest that if you're from around here is my original memory of El Paso was Trowbridge Street stopped at Loretta Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lived out on that side of town, and there wasn't a thing from then on until you got to the Paso Tex Refinery. That's what the Chevron Refinery or Standard Oil Company used to be.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing past there. We used to go out there and shoot jackrabbits. We did shoot jackrabbits, some of the 22.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that was when El Paso was around 100,000.
Mm.
Just the tremendous growth that I've witnessed in 75 years
mm-hmm.
in El Paso. And all the things, if you could see in advance, you'd be a millionaire picking up land and selling it. No, it's just interesting, I think, as a native to see the growth in El Paso,
yeah.
the way it's spread out and mm-hmm. continues to spread.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's unbelievable.
It's very educational.
What do you think about our water? Are we going to have enough water?
Well, who knows?
Are we going to become a ghost town?
Water's a finite amount, they say, and they also used to say that gasoline and oil, the crude oil, is a finite amount, but they keep finding more and more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think water is going to be a limiting problem in the western part of the United States. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we get more rainfall than we have in the past.
That's not going to happen.
Judging by this year, it's not much.
Nope, not much at all.
It's been very pleasant. I've enjoyed the opportunity
much.
To...